This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, on the job site. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy at work, just like you? Right now, times are very tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to help you through your work day. So tell your workmates, your next door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
You are listening to Saturday Magazine with Macca and Tass.
Yes, and I hope you're enjoying it. Look, it's a pretty... the temperature has soared to 12 degrees. It's still going to be a top of about 14, so...
It's not cold, though, Macca, really, is it?
Oh, I don't know. Why don't you go outside?
Well, I just don't feel the cold at the moment.
Don't you?
No, I don't know why.
Oh.
Well, we have a bit of a difference of opinion about this at home, of course. One half turns the heater up and the other half turns it down.
Are you an up or a down?
I'm a down.
Yeah, Jonathan's a down, I'm an up.
Oh, you get cold, do you?
No, I just like... I like to be warm.
Ian calls it cozy.
Cozy.
I just find it claustrophobic.
As does Patch. Patch likes to be warm too.
I find it claustrophobic.
Patch,
quite honest.
We'll go outside and get some fresh air then. Let Ian and I be warm. What about you, Paul? What about you and Ben? Do you have temperature differences?
Massively, Macca. Ben is very much a cold person. Being from Wales, he likes the cold. I will have the temperature in the lounge room as high as I can get it and walk around in shorts and a T-shirt.
Yeah.
Oh. Totally other way around.
There you go.
Oh, no, I don't like those.
So Tass, Ben and Jonathan, they should all live in a share house. Actually, a freezer would be
Well, they could live in a tent.
They could just sit in the backyard with nothing on. They'd be fine.
But I don't want to be cold, but I don't want to be hot. I mean, I actually know of couples who have to do things like fold the doona in half. I think it actually makes it really hard to sleep together. You've got to sleep with somebody who wants double the doona and the other doesn't want a doona at all.
You can get separate. I've got friends who've actually got separate doonas, so they actually have two single doonas on a double bed.
A bit like a German hotel.
Okay.
They have that.
Do they really, Macca?
Yeah, but that's awkward.
Why?
Especially when you're going to cuddle up.
Oh, it doesn't stop you.
Hey, that was a good discussion with Mark.
It was. And
Macca, I had no idea that the investment was that massive. I mean, you talked about direct and indirect funding, I suppose. I mean, you calculated $80 million and he reckons it's well over $100 million. If you think about the effort around rolling out programs through schools and through health services and... you know, arts organisations, etc. It is massive. We've never seen this level of investment
community. Talk is cheap. Supporting programs and recognising the need for a program is not. And, you know, the government has stepped up and it has kept its commitments. It's a lot of money. In the scheme of things, it's actually not. In the scheme of the state budget, it's not. But that's not to belittle the amount of funding that's been received. It's made a huge difference to organisations, large and small, and to individuals, and the support, particularly a lot of it is focused regionally, and that's really important because, you know, Joy, we broadcast to Melbourne, to the regions, to other states, to other countries, to the world. And, you know, so many of our listeners are listening from, you know, remote or locations that aren't well served by services, and the government hasn't forgotten that. We've got a message here from Jed. You tell him, Tass. Now, he says he's a temp up guy. He's a 21 degree person and his partner is a 19. Well, that's only 2 degrees. That's probably pretty easy to manage.
You know, we have the same issue at home as well.
Yeah.
I get up in the morning and I set the heater at 19. Ian shoots it up to 22, 23 if he had his way.
Oh, 23. Oh,
really? Oh yeah, 23, 24 is where I'm at.
No, it's too hot. So he's dressed in dressing gown, jammies, flannels and the whole bit, and I've just got like a summer gown on, and we settle at 20.
That's because you're covered in a rug, Tass.
That's right, yeah. When Tass gets out of the shower, it's like a scene from Gorillas in the Mist. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
You're making me sound hirsute, Maka.
Check you in the big words.
Ooh.
Do we want to talk about some topical stuff? Because I was just going to say, we were going to have Paul Zahr on, who's obviously got laryngitis today, and Paul's an ex chief exec of DJs and very well connected.
He's your ex-boss, isn't he?
Well, he left before I started.
Ah.
But I'm just conscious we've had some pretty big news across the last couple of months in terms of businesses failing or downsizing, with the latest announcement yesterday with Target. And I do think we really are going to be facing a fairly tough 6 to 12 months across the retail sector specifically, which employs a lot of people. So even yesterday's announcements could potentially put up to 1,300 jobs at risk.
At risk, yeah.
In addition to everything else that's gone on through the rest of the last couple of months.
And you see it happening around the world. Neiman Marcus has gone into bankruptcy protection in the US. Macy's has been circling that for years.
Oh, yeah,
You know, here we have, okay, Meijer has reopened.
Opening on Wednesday, Michael.
Yeah, so...
But the truth is, you know, Myers and David Jones have both been struggling for a while.
Yeah.
And constantly looking at ways to reinvent themselves.
And this is where the online...
With some limited success, of course.
But this is where the online component is so important. I think there are predictions that online in Australia over the next few months or by the end of the year will be at 25%. The challenge here is going to be is people have become so used to ordering, people that haven't before, ordering online, and I mean so many different things, that for them to actually get back into the habit of going to a shop to buy something as opposed, you know...
So, Maka, to your point, I was listening to some research from an FMCG brand this week, and I know you're very much into evidence-based decision-making. And this FMCG brand is a multinational global...
What's FMCG?
Fast-moving consumer goods. Yeah, so someone who actually does lots of grocery stuff. Sorry, getting into lingo there. So this multinational company who sells products all around the world went into Wuhan and went to go and talk to the very first people who were coming out of the lockdown just to say, what are your shopping habits going to be in the future? And Maka, to your point, a lot of those people said, actually, I was never a really big online shopping person, but now I'm doing it, it's difficult to change my habits, and therefore I will go back to the shops, but I'm not going to go back and do as much shopping because I'm now quite used to doing the online shopping instead, and therefore those habits will take an awful long time to change.
Well, I'm quite the opposite. I actually like to go and see my products. I like to actually touch them and see what they feel like.
So let me ask you this, Tass, or let me give you an example. So for Patch the Greyhound, we buy basically dehydrated chicken fillet in strips as a treat, right? Now, when you go online, if you go to the actual shop, let's just say that it's about, for a 1 kilo bag, it's about $30. But online, the price can be anything from $20 to $50. Now, doing that physically, so there are some things that I don't need to go to a shop for, but that I used to go to a shop for. Now, there are so many things that I can buy online because I don't need to go to a shop. But I'm like everyone else. I want retail to be there. But there's going to be a lot of items that we buy that we don't need to actually go to a shop for. And it's not just convenience. It's actually price.
I think that's okay, Maka.
It's actually price that's really important.
I think that's okay,
here.
But I think one of the side effects of online retail is that our retail strips will start to look like crap.
Yeah.
And already we're seeing, you know, shopping strips all over the place.
Oh, yeah, and even this part of Bourke Street.
on Bourke Street.
But there's too much retail space in Australia as it is, so this will just be another nail in that coffin. And in the States, they're using some of the shopping malls as old people's homes, so they really are trying to repurpose that infrastructure.
Well, the other impact this is going to have, Tass, is on commercial real estate value. We've already had discussion about people
not... We've seen overinflated prices.
Yeah, instead of people not working in offices as much, that's going to have an impact. But the demand for retail space versus the demand for warehouse space and fulfilment centres is going to bring a big change about. It's going to bring a very, very big change.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.